The U.S. Supreme Court today takes up yet another controversial legal issue, whether to preserve the words "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance, which is recited daily by millions of American schoolchildren. While most Americans take the words for granted, they have not always been in the pledge. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
When the Pledge of Allegiance was created in 1892, it was purely secular with no reference to religion or God. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But in 1954, at the height of the Cold War, Congress added the words "under God" as a way of differentiating our system of government from godless communism. And President Eisenhower, in signing the bill into law, said the nation's schoolchildren would henceforth, quote, proclaim the dedication of our nation and our people to the Almighty. They have ever since, until Michael Newdow decided to challenge the pledge. Newdow, a California father and devoted atheist, sued to stop the state public school policy of having teachers lead willing students in the recitation of the pledge every day.
Government's not supposed to take a view, period, on religion.
To the surprise of almost everyone, Newdow won. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the words "under God" express a clear belief in monotheism, and that when those words are used in a daily public school recitation, they have a coercive effect on impressionable students who are placed in the untenable position of either reciting a message with religious content or protesting. The Bush administration and the Elk Grove School District, where Newdow's daughter is enrolled, appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Before arguments begin today, the Supreme Court marshal will intone the usual opening words of the session, ending with, "God save this honorable court." God, however, may not be the first order of business in the Newdow case, because the court has added a question for argument today, a question that could derail any consideration of religion. That question asks whether Michael Newdow has the legal right to challenge the pledge, since the mother of his child, who has primary custody, fully supports its recitation. Newdow was never married to the mother, Sandra Banning. For years, the two had what Ms. Banning calls a non-traditional relationship.
At the time of my relationship with Mike, I wasn't walking in my faith.
But Banning, now a born-again Christian, says she always said prayers with her daughter. While Newdow and Banning initially had joint legal custody, disputes between the two led to a family court ruling that awarded the mother primary custody. With that in mind, and with Banning having no objection to the pledge, the first question before the Supreme Court today will be whether Michael Newdow has suffered any injury from the Elk Grove pledge recitation policy, and whether he has the right to challenge its constitutionality. He maintains he does, that the words "under God" in the pledge recited in his daughter's school harm him by tipping the balance between his values and those of his daughter's mother.
The fact is that I'm injured when the government tells my child that the government believes that there's a God, and she knows her father does not believe that. The government's supposed to stay out of this business. I have a right as a parent sending this child to the public schools to make sure that she doesn't get indoctrinated with religious dogma, especially dogma that is completely antithetical to what I believe.
But the Bush administration counters that Newdow has no legally protected interest in the pledge. The administration contends that since the state court has vested controlling legal authority in the mother, that includes the right to decide, over Newdow's objection, whether the child should recite the pledge, and whether to object or acquiesce in the school district's pledge recitation policy. Federal court litigation, the administration argues, should not be used to undercut the mother's rights. The constitutional debate over the pledge itself focuses on whether the words "under God" are an expression of religiosity and whether the daily recitation of the pledge, when done in public schools by youngsters, is coercive. To Michael Newdow, the words "under God" are a clear violation of the Constitution's ban on any law establishing religion.
Government is not allowed to take a position with regard to any religious idea. You could make all of the arguments that are made for under God, you could make with under Jesus.
The Bush administration counters, though, that the Constitution does not forbid the government from officially acknowledging what it calls the religious heritage, foundation, and character of the nation. Many religious organizations agree and have filed friend of the court briefs. Matthew Staver is president of the Liberty Council.
The pledge is replete with many other references and ideas that nowhere approximate a prayer. Just by adding the word "God" or "under God" doesn't make it a religious expression.
Nor is it coercive, says Staver.
It is not a statement as to whether they have to believe one way or not, or whether they are patriotic or not.
But the Supreme Court has held repeatedly that expressions of religiosity that might be perfectly acceptable in adult public settings are not similarly acceptable for youngsters, because children are loath to decline to participate for fear of being labeled outsiders. Michael Newdow.
And when you put it in the context of the pledge, the patriotic oath to our flag, now you've doubled the harm, because now they don't only say, hey, Johnny's an atheist, but look, Johnny's not patriotic.
Both sides point to history to support their arguments. Newdow notes that the founding fathers stripped from the oath of office they created for themselves all references to God. Lawyers on the other side point to the oath taken by every president, ending with the words, "So help me God," as well as references to God in the Declaration of Independence. Today's argument will be marked by some unusual drama. Michael Newdow, who is both an emergency room doctor and a lawyer, will be arguing his own case. And only 8 justices will be hearing the argument, raising the possibility that the court could deadlock. The missing justice will be Antonin Scalia, who disqualified himself after Newdow filed a motion claiming the justice had prejudged the case. In a speech last year, Scalia said the lower court had been wrong to invalidate the words "under God" in public school recitations of the pledge. For all the attention and controversy that have swirled around the issue, Michael Newdow and Sandra Banning have scrupulously avoided denigrating each other in public. Each says the other loves their daughter, and both speak proudly and protectively of their daughter. Both have also handled the case in their own idiosyncratic ways. Banning is not a party in the case, but has filed a friend of the court brief with the help of some big-time Washington lawyers. She acknowledges that her legal bills now exceed $500,000, and she says she has no idea how she will pay.
That is a matter that I keep before the Lord every day. He's always taken care of me before, and there's no matter that's too great for him.
As for Michael Newdow, he says he's eaten up almost all his savings and he's thrown his creative energies into his fight, including a CD with songs he's written and performed.
Well, damn the Constitution. This country needs some God. We know when doing battle in all the different fights. One can't be bothered with reminders of the Bill of Rights with him there on our side.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
They had those Pledge of Allegiance, need some old religion blues.